There's the chimes. There's the purrs. And here's the bell. All right, everybody. Shane here, dailyastrocat.com. I'm to blame. It's all my fault, okay? Today was a good day to nurture some spirit, though. So hopefully you were able to connect with family and stuff and catch on to that vibe, only because we had that Cancer stuff going on. We had the moon in Cancer very, very strong. And it turned out to be very much a family kind of day for me, speaking with my son and everybody like that. So it turned out to pretty much be the kind of day that we thought yesterday would be, and a little bit of a hybrid today. What we're really looking at is nurturing our spirit, okay? We have a moon, a Venus square that's going on, and that makes the material stuff very, very hard to approach. Think about it. We've got Venus in Aries, okay? She's about love. She's also about as the ruler of Taurus, she's about, you know, some of those material things as well. She's about love. It's a female archetype, but this female archetype in Aries is just kind of stifled with the moon square it. It makes it very, very difficult for us to really try to get anything done on a material level or even on a personal level. However, spiritually today, we were wide open, so it's a chance for us to really connect. I don't know if you did something, you know, organized religion-like, or just personally, or you started reading something new, or you're expanding yourself in some other way. But this kind of expansion, this kind of inner expansion, is really, really good for today. Now, the rest of the week, oh boy, you better be ready to do some work, because you got some catching up to do if you had a day like I did. Otherwise, if you were fairly creative and you stayed on track with your tasks, you're going to have a very easy week going into it, and you will find out that this is all about our side hustles. That's what this is about. This is not about normal work, our regular work. Our regular work will be just fine. Things are slow. They're still slow. They're going to remain slow. It's slow all over the place. And this Mercury retrograde is what's slowing people down to some extent. They're just not ready to quite commit and buy yet. That compelling reason isn't there. We've had a lot of rain. We've had a lot, you know, they can't even do the reenactment of Lexington and Concord because they had to cancel it because it's too wet. The area where they reenact that is too wet. So that's what we're really looking at. Now, let's make this really easy because this is way, way, way in the past, okay? So it's Sunday and the moon is in Cancer all day long. After yesterday, our intuition reignites just a little bit, right? Yeah, it fires up and we're going to start operating from a place of wisdom and trust. Got to trust ourselves, right? This is a place where we can begin to do that and nurture our spirit. Today's keyword is spirit, and the color is ectoplasm. Ooh, what are we going to be seeing, huh? All right, we're awaiting a supernova of sorts in the way that we go about our daily lives. Today is the first step. You have to believe in yourself and trust your intuition in order to begin to receive. Today is not about attraction or attractiveness. It's about understanding mysteries and secrets of the universe and of ourselves, really. It's been said before that we are part of everything. Now start seeing yourself as such. And get quiet, get busy, and discover your next step, okay? Yeah, you got to try to do that, but you're not going to really do it, right? You got to discover yourself first. That's the next step. And you can make it brilliant in kind of a retro kind of way. That's what this Mars in Pisces likes. It likes the retro stuff. Cancer likes the retro stuff. We're really, really kind of into that a little bit. So it's our older projects. It's not retro projects per se, but things that are ongoing, things that we're interested in, things that we've been still continuing and perpetuating, okay? In 2003, the Human Genome Project is completed, with 99% of the human genome sequenced to an accuracy of 99.99%. And in 1629, Christian Huygens, a Dutch mathematician, astronomer, he discovered Saturn's rings. Hey, look, a ring. And a scientist. He was part of dynamics, right? He was born in The Hague, and that's in the Netherlands. And 1695 is how long he lived, in case you were curious, okay? All right, our color is ectoplasm, and the key word is spirit. They kind of go together, like peas and carrots, right? Today is a 5. Happy astrocatting, and thank you.